Dr. Chick, and today I am going to be talking about scalping. I don't know if you guys know what scalping is. If you do or if you don't, please send over in the chat room. This is the morning to consider it like a summit where we learn as well. So I'd love to hear from you guys. Who here knows what scalping is or is actually using scalping as a strategy for their own trading? Let me know in the chat box so that I can see who else here understands. Okay, well, we will get to the entry and exits. Ahmed, and you are a scalper, I take it. If you are, what are you trading? Yes, we will get a little bit more into what I do for my own exits and strategies so that you kind of have an idea. Okay, so basically my chat today is why scalping is less stressful and much more profitable. Okay, this is me, Marina, the trader chick. And I want to talk a little bit about what exactly is scalping and why I personally scalp and why I find it to be less stressful, I guess you could say. Okay, hi. Great. So we are on the same Ahmed. Ahmed, right? That's how it. Oh, hi, Payman. Great to see you here as well. And Amjad, you as well. Okay, great. So please, you guys, now that I know where to find the questions and your comments, shoot them my way. Okay, so what is scalping? Scalping is when you're going into a trade in a much quicker time zone and for much smaller, quicker profits. Okay. Usually my trades today last between 3 to 15 minutes. And the only reason they're up to 15 minutes is because volatility is down. And I know that viewing my volume and I'm okay with it. I really am not a fan of sitting that long. I find it to be really stressful for me. So I do prefer when the market is moving faster and you're in for about 3 minutes at the most, to be honest with you. Sometimes my trades, because I do look for smaller profits, I'm in less than a minute, which is really, you know, it's kind of like, I think there was in The Art of War is the name of the book where they say that, you know, you die on the field in training. So basically, and it sounds kind of morbid, but you basically die on the field and on the chart before you enter your trade, because before you get there, you have already made sure that you have all your green lights, that everything is going on. And when you actually get into your trade and you also are prepared knowing that you're going in for a quicker profit because you have a target profit. If you don't have a target profit, that's a real issue, because a lot of times what happens when traders get in and that they see that the market is going up or going down, because you can make just as much money going down, they're like, okay, well, no, I'm going to see where it goes. Well, a lot of times you can't see where it goes. You can, you know, understand your strategy. And for me, it's one point in the E-mini and I'm out. If I want to go in for more, I will have a higher load of contracts and then I will have other target profits in place, meaning I will look for maybe 2 points. But at this point, I've already gotten out on my 1 point, moved my stop to a break even. So there is a very defined strategy. You need to have profit targets. Without that, it's like saying you don't have a risk management in place. You need to have that just as much. So for scalping, you go in for much smaller profits. In my case, it's 1 point, which is 4 ticks in the E-mini. And I also have it's a one-to-one risk management. I also go in for 1 point risk. So that's really important to understand, because people who are not scalpers, they would be looking for much higher profit targets, maybe 2 to 4 to 8 points. To be honest with you, for me, that just never worked, because in between such a big target, first of all, you have to put up a much higher risk, because, you know, risk versus reward. You can't put in a 1 point profit when you're going in for an 8 point run, because it will retrace and chances are it retraces 2 to 3 points. So you have to put in that kind of risk on top of that, right? So that means more money to put in place as well, which is something that I'm not prepared to do. It really stresses me out. I also found that going in for the bigger targets looks really super on paper. And we hear a lot of people saying, hey, I did 8 points. I got an 8 point run, but we don't hear the amount of negative runs they've they've had, meaning the amount of stop outs they've had before that one big one. And a lot of times when they actually add up their profits and losses, they notice that it's usually, it could be almost break even, or sometimes the loss could be more, because going for such huge profits can really be difficult due to the risk management and getting there, right? Markets normally don't run too high without small corrections, especially for intraday traders, which is what exactly I am. Okay, so future E-minis. How many of you guys here in the group, I see there's quite a few of you today with me, again, thank you. How many of you guys trade the E-minis or trade the futures market? I would love to hear what you guys are trading. What is your preferred trade? The one-to-one target. So payment, I go into for 1 point target, 1 point risk. It's one-to-one. And that's all it is, right? Okay, so tell me, who here are E-mini traders, futures traders? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you guys. So I'm going to explain to you why I perfectly showed that, trade that. There, I'm not swinging anything. I'm not understanding, not the swing. I don't know what you mean by that. Sorry, payment. Okay, cool. So what are E-minis? And the reason why I personally decided to go for the E-mini, first of all, I'm going to give you a quick little history, but I'm going to get more into it a little bit later. I began trading 8 years ago on my 40th birthday. Well, 7.5 years ago. I'm not 48 yet. On my 40th birthday, I decided to go all in. I've always had interest in trading and financial markets, but I really wanted to get into the trading, like intraday and actively sitting in front of my charts on a daily basis. So I had to really choose what I wanted, which instrument I wanted to go with. And I really, really wanted to. I was on the fence between penny stocks and futures. Penny stocks always interested me. There's always a little bit of an edge to them, which I really like, that edginess. And then somehow I discovered futures. And so I was already really studying both. Penny stocks is a little bit complicated because not every broker permits you to short stocks, and I never wanted to be limited. And then anyways, I ended up with the futures market, but I was really looking into also trading regular stocks or blue chips. I was looking into all of that, right? And one thing that for trading equities, you do need to have $25,000 in your account to be an intraday trader. Because if you don't, you have less. I think you're only permitted to trade 3 to 5 times per week, which is not what I was looking for. And I didn't have $25,000 at that time to start with my broker, you know, to be putting on the line. So that's why when I found the futures market, one of the big benefits was that I didn't need to have that kind of money. I could have started with just $1,000, which was really a huge plus for me in that point, right? Also, with the E-minis, now the other reason why I really love the E-minis is because with stocks, even though it could be penny stocks, it could be regular equities, even Forex and other markets, there is way, way too much research. And that was something that I never enjoyed the research, right? I used to wake up, you know, almost like 6 a.m. Eastern just to learn about all the different stocks that I might be interested in looking at that day, and then reading about it. And then sometimes you could read all you want about it and it makes no difference, because if a CEO has an affair with somebody, the stock is going to tank, even though it's a beautiful, strong stock. So there was too much drama with the research, and it was just too many hours on the research itself before I even opened up my chart. With the E-mini, one thing that I absolutely love to this day is that it is 100% technical. There is no research. The research is sitting, opening up your charts and studying what they're going to look like. And also, yes, if there is news, because I'm an intraday trader, I just stay out of news and I know exactly when that's going to happen. It's going to happen usually from 9:45 till 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Again, I look at forexfactory.com, so I know exactly when it's happening. And if it's an FOMC day, I don't even enter the market that day. It's just way too much indecision, right? Okay, so an average stock trader, or even Forex, because a lot of people who trade Forex or options, they like to do multiple pairs or multiple options, multiple positions, different stocks. So they have way too many indicators that they need to follow, and also too many monitors. And even though when I started with my futures, I did have 2 or 3 monitors, but that was more of a myth, a misconception in my head that it was a necessity versus that it's really not. You could go with just one. But when you have stocks and you have multiple stocks, you do need to have multiple charts. And it became really complicated for me. Like, I felt like I was constantly, it was just too much going on. And even when I became a futures trader and owned and used 3 monitors, and at one point I used up to 10 indicators before I lost all my money twice and went back and relearned everything. And now I've fully simplified it. But you know what? I felt like every time I was going into a trade or about to get out of a trade or whatnot. I don't know if you guys have ever watched a really fun show called King of Queens. I didn't watch too much of it, but there was this one really funny episode when the King of Queens, I forgot his name, Kevin something, the main guy, he bought himself this enormous television. I think it was like 90-inch television, and I think it was like DirecTV. So he had like 1,200 different channels. So him and his buddies are all hanging out in the TV room, and they just start to flip through the channels. And one of the guys is like, "Stop, you're going to trigger my epilepsy." And that's what I felt like whenever I sat down with all of my monitors and all of my blinking indicators. I felt like I was going to go into some sort of a seizure. It was just too much. And even though I ended up still trading and trading horribly with that and losing a lot of money, but when I finally came back and realized after just going into the naked chart and only putting now on 2 different indicators, my life has become so much more, it's just become more fun and less stressful for me. So I have really narrowed it down. But unfortunately, when you trade with other instruments, and if you trade multiple instruments, you will need a multiple charts. I personally don't like to trade multiple instruments. I am a really hardcore believer in master of one, not of all. So for me, E-minis has become my mastery, I suppose you could say. Okay, so the average stock trader also, they spend up to 7 to 10 hours per day sometimes researching and analyzing. Again, this is great for some people. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing wrong with that. The reason why I decided onto that is because my goal for trading in the first place is all about the lifestyle that it offers. So I know with futures, that it's only about 1.5 to 2 hours. And that is not because it's a romantic thing. Oh, you know, I could, you know, only 2 hours. It's because it is called deliberate trading. I don't know if any of you guys have ever read the book Grit or Talent is Overrated. 2 absolutely fabulous books. I recommend everybody read them. Regardless, they really talk about deliberate training, right? And practice. And I've now made it towards my trading, which I call deliberate trading, right? So basically what it is our minds, sorry, my dogs are in here asking for some treats. Our minds can only really work full on for a certain amount of time. So day traders, especially intraday traders, and even more on top of scalpers, because we're so in the moment. We're so in that moment. Imagine Kobe Bryant or Michael Phelps, right? These are 2 athletes that I'm pretty sure, it doesn't matter if you're a basketball fan or a swimming enthusiast, it doesn't matter. We all know who they are. And the main reason is because they're the best at their game, right? So imagine Kobe Bryant going in and on the court and putting it all in. I can guarantee you he cannot do that more than 2 hours. That's why he could probably last for the game. He's a little bit more stronger than others because of his thousands of hours of training before the game. But technically, he can only give it his all maybe for the 2 hours. And Michael Phelps much shorter because his game and blasts of it, his, you know, swimming is much shorter, but he cannot maintain that for too long. That is deliberate work. And that's what it is with trading, especially for the E-mini, for the scalping. You could only really be 100%, and probably not even so, for about 1.5 hours. Your mind just doesn't work more than that, right? And that's one of the reasons why I also chose the E-mini, because it gave me that opportunity, and with the scalping, even more so. Okay, so how did I stumble upon scalping? I want to get into that a little bit, because I actually didn't even know I stumbled upon the word scalp. I didn't even know scalping was a thing until I stumbled upon it, and at this point have been working it and really not perfecting it. There's no such thing as perfection in anything, but really understanding it and doing well. But before I do, let me just check questions here. San, you're an index trader who leverage ETFs. Great. Why the ES and not one of the other futures? So the ES is, to me, I'm sorry, I don't know your name. It's P. Sudro. The reason why I chose the E-mini is it's the most traded instrument on the market. That's the funny thing. A lot of people don't realize that. So the volatility is really great, right? It moves. It moves smoothly. It flows. So it obviously it has its erratic moments, just like everything in life has erratic moments. But the erraticism, I don't know if that's a word, is way less than with, let's say, crude or let's say soy or sugar, right? There's too many influences that are going on. They're more physical objects. So this isn't. It's working with an index of 500 companies. Chances of all 500 companies being in massive drama of some sort or another is really small, right? So the ES has much more fluidity and movement, and that's why I really enjoyed it. So how did I stumble upon scalping? It all starts with a huge loss, right? I mean, pretty much any massive lesson we learn, anything that really happens to us that's significant, unfortunately, is from a very significant lesson. It could be a loss, it could be a whatever, right? But it's usually from that. For me, it happens from a huge loss. Like I mentioned, on my 40th birthday, 7.5 years ago, I went all in. Meaning that I spent thousands of dollars on these academies and that they have their chat rooms and all that. The one thing that I didn't really like about the academies, and I've done everything under the sun, over $20,000 worth of spending, was it's always working and following somebody's strategy, which is cool. I get that. I mean, I teach a strategy. However, what I teach today and what I did not receive before and why I basically started teaching was nobody taught me the market language. I never understood what the market was doing. Basically, what I was taught was, let's pretend I want to be a music student, right? And then I'm, so instead of being taught the notes, because you have to know what the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti is or the scales, I was given a keyboard that has all this music playing. You guys have seen those electrical keyboards, right? They already have, like, you could press on something. It could be a classical song. It could be, you know, rap, whatever. And then sometimes you go and you press a note because it lights up that key and telling you this is what it is. That's not you playing music, right? That's you being told what to do and you don't really know why. You're just doing it. And that's what I felt like the chat rooms were and the academies were. They were showing me their notes and why I needed to press them, but they weren't telling me why. So when I was asking basic questions like, well, can you explain why this is a trend? You know, why is this a sideways trend? Or I don't understand. You mentioned divergence, but you're not really explaining what that means. Or what is a reversal pattern? They used to just look at, like, not completely answer my question because it was as if though I had to be born with that knowledge, which we're not. None of us are born with that, right? Just like none of us are born, you know, even somebody like Isaac Perlman, you know, the greatest violinist in the world, probably had to start with the do, re, mi before, you know, he became who he is today, right? So that wasn't taught. And I realized that so many day trading academies and schools and courses, they don't teach that. They just teach you their strategy or software. So basically, I sat in this chat room completely not sure what to do. But at this point, I was already there for like 3 or 4 months, still not really getting it. But people were like, okay, this is a great trade. And I was jumping into these trades. Also, they were looking always for really big targets and I just wasn't able to handle them. I was always stopped out. And then on top of that, my ego, and I'm sure you all understand, ego totally took over, where my ego basically just made me take my risk out. You know what I mean? Like, I had to take the risk out. Hold on one second. Let me close the door. Door window. Sorry. Somebody's outside my house. Okay. The risk management, I removed it. And anyways, it was a nightmare. So basically, within 5 minutes, I ended up losing almost $4,000, chasing somebody else's trade, seeing that it was going in the wrong way, and not permitting myself to admit it. And I literally blew this account within 5 minutes. This was 6 years ago. And this was actually the third time in the 2 months already. But before that, I didn't blow my accounts, but I lost heavily. However, you would think with something that harsh, I would be out, right? No. Instead, what I did, I traded for 2 more days, revenge traded, which I ended up losing another almost $2,000. And that's when I literally had a total breakdown. I mean, complete and total breakdown. I was on the ground, face flat. My husband came into our bedroom. I am totally defeated, standing over me, because at this point, you know, this is not the first time. And he's looking at me and he is like, why are you torturing yourself? And why are you losing our money? So basically, when something like that happens, something huge like that, you have two decisions, right? When you have a massive breakdown, and I had a massive breakdown. You either quit or you have a breakthrough. And I had a breakthrough. I did walk away for about a month, 3 to 4 weeks. I walked away. But you know what? Trading, there's something about trading. It just keeps you coming back for more. And I think at this point, the reason why we feel like we have to keep coming back for more is because we know deep down inside we can do it, but we just don't have a strong enough plan and a strategy to stick with it, believe it, and we start to make really wrong decisions and we end up losing. So we know on a conscious level, on a logic level, that we can do this, but when we don't have a solid strategy, it's like getting into a car. You know, if you don't know where the brake is, you're going to be fumbling around, and by that time you'll already crash. So it's the same thing with trading. Unless you have those automatic things in place, you're going to be crashing. And that automatic thing to me was understanding what the basics of trading was. I went back after 4 weeks. I totally stripped my charts naked. And then I sat down, and for years, I started simply learning and studying the markets, the charts, what they were saying to me. And I became fluent in the market language. So I owned the market, right? So if I talk to anybody right now and they are showing me their strategy, I would love to listen to their strategy, but I actually know where it would be coming from and what is the market first saying to me, right? But I did develop my own strategy, and that became scalping. So how did I stumble into scalping? After I went into this, had naked charts, you need to add indicators. I am not huge on a lot of indicators, which works for me really well. But the reason why I realized I needed an indicator is, imagine yourself as an archer, right? Archery, have you guys seen archery? Let's pretend there's an archery competition that we're viewing on TV, or even if we're live, whatever, right? Have you noticed they always have a place to stand before shooting their arrow, and they always have a bullseye that is their profit target. Always, 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 right? And a lot of times I've seen some archers that actually have like some haystacks, maybe like, you know, 10, 20 feet behind them. I call that the risk management. Regardless, they have a place to stand. That's where my indicators came in. That's when I put in my EMA lines, and I'm going to show you that in a little bit. So I added in two indicators, EMA lines and the MACDs. Now, I also recognize that if I go in after really understanding what the market was telling me, becoming fluent in that market language, understanding all the different movements, I ended up understanding that if I go into where I have my green lights, one point can be done in minutes, or sometimes seconds. It's a very high probability. One point is $50. If I go in with a 10 contract load, guess what? $500. It doesn't matter how big or small your profit is, because you could always put in bigger contracts. So the smaller ones, you could still make a lot of money. And after some time, I realized that I was on Facebook, and this was like 5 or 6 years ago at this point. And there was, when Facebook groups were just becoming popular, and there was this one group, it was called the ES mini groups. I don't remember anymore. It doesn't exist anymore. It was around for like 3 or 4 months. And I entered, I was the only female. It was like 20 or 30 older men in there, older as in like retired in their 60s. And the majority of them worked actually on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And they all were now E-mini traders. And they were all 100% scalpers. I was going for one point. These guys were going in for one or two ticks, sometimes three at the most. So each tick is $12.50, but they were going in with thousands upon thousands of contracts. And because they were in for split seconds, at the most, maybe a few minutes, I just felt like, and they were so helpful in helping me understand that. And that's when I learned about the word scalping. So once I got into that group, and then the guy who was the administrator, I think he just got bored and probably had a life. He closed the group, but that really reconfirmed me. And they were so helpful in just a lot. They couldn't teach me their technique, obviously, because it was just a group, but just their reassurance and me talking with them, really, that's where it solidified my love for scalping. I'm gonna hang on a second. I just need to change my internet because my phone is about to die. So if I lose you, I'll be right with this. Okay. Hi. Hopefully, are you guys still here? Please let me know if you guys are still here. Sorry, my phone was about to totally die. Hello.
Hey, Marina. Yeah. The sound is right on your side.
Okay, I'm back. Here you go. Okay, cool. Thank you. Hopefully, it will not die again. All right. So let me see. I have some more. The ES. Okay, so there's a question here before I continue into the official intro question, who I am as well. The ES is different at night, right? Because it is a market that is mainly traded during the market hours because it's the E-mini, right? So at night, it's a different population, usually from Asia, but it does move very similarly. It's just slow. So you have to know that the trade that is going to be an hour usually is, let me open my whole thing. Usually, which is usually like 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, could be over an hour, maybe even 2 at night. That's really the main difference that I have noticed. So again, I like to really sit in front of my computer. So for me, that hour is quite stressful, but a lot of my students do it at night and they love it. And they're okay with walking away. Some people are totally cool with walking away. If you have your, you know, your profit and your stuff, never, I'm too impatient. I can't do that. Okay. So who am I? I am Marina. I am an expat. I live in Antigua, Guatemala. This is my family. I am married to a Guatemalan. I am trilingual. I was born in the Soviet Union, and 41 years ago, we were refugees to the United States. So Russian is my mother language. However, English, something that I've been speaking for over 41 years, is my real language. It's my most comfortable language, but I am fluent in Russian. And now at this point, I have been living in Central America. We lived in Costa Rica before, where my first son was born, and now in Guatemala for almost 18 years. So I am fluent in Spanish as well. And the reason why I bring up being trilingual mainly is because I think that's how I recognize that the market is a language. When you study a new language in your older years, I started learning Spanish when I was around 27, 28 years old. So I saw the difference, right? And for me, whoever is learning a new language, basically what happens is it just clicks one day. And that's kind of why I realized that the market has its own language. So I'm a traveler. And the reason why I bring this up is because travel for me is not a luxury. It's a necessity. So everything I've been doing in my life revolves around two things. Being with my family, like I've never missed ever a single thing my kids do at school. I participate a lot in school. They're rock climbers, I guess semi-pro at this point. We're going for the pro. So there's a lot of competitions, a lot of training. So I made sure that whatever I do always permits me to never, ever sacrifice my time with my family, right? And travel. And before a fitness instructor and a travel writer. And to this day, you can find my travel site. So when I started to look for trading, it was really important that I was able to do it wherever I go, because traveling and not infringing on my kids' time was really important. However, I will make a little confession. When I first began trading for like 3 or 4 years, I was obsessed with the charts. I probably sat in front of them for like 8 to 10 hours. It was not what I wanted to do. And that was terrible, right? Like the first 2 years, then I lost everything. I came back and I just could not let it go that I didn't get it. But once I got it, now I am finally able to, probably for the past like 4 or 5 years, it's been 2 to 3 hours and we've been traveling and I can trade wherever. So that's kind of a quick background on me. So what are the basics of day trading, right? Basics is, like I was saying, is those automatic things. It's the language. So if you're understanding what, you know, if you go to Spain and you understand when they're talking to you in Spanish, you'll be able to get around much easier. So this is the language of the market. And now when you know the language, you'll be able to take any trade you're looking for and understand why and develop your own strength and own the market. That is really important. Oops, what just happened? I just stopped sharing for some reason. That was weird. Okay, let me just check again really. Okay, so let me continue here. All right, so let's begin with understanding the trends of the markets, right? It's really important that you guys understand, and I'm sure you understand and know what I'm talking about, that there are three very important trends in the market. We obviously have the uptrend, we obviously have the downtrend, but the sideways trend, which we know is sideways movement, exhaustion patterns, indecision area, consolidation area, whatever, it's all the same thing. The reality of this particular area, and this is it, is where the majority of the traders lose all of their money, right? So why is that? I'm going to explain a little bit better. So here's, obviously, this is going long. I just want to show a little bit more in detail what the uptrend is, right? Going long, you're looking to buy and sell at a higher price because the market is moving, right? It's constantly moving. It's not indecisive. You can see that it's strong. The same when you're going short or selling. It's really, it's a strong, you know, these are the positions of it, right? And this is also really important for, especially scalpers and intraday traders. We could have an overall overall momentum, meaning that the market could be going up all day or down all day. It doesn't make a difference, but we will have many trends in between. I call those immediate momentums. And if you could recognize them and apply, you know, your understanding of it and get confirmation, you can monetize on them. And that's the beauty of scalping. So if you look at these grids right here, these little boxes, that's a point. So if you notice the majority, like for me right here, I would be all in and boom. Getting into those 1 point targets, they're not that complicated. You see, you could get them really fast. And I always enter from one of these two EMA lines, and I use this as a place to understand if it's going to go or not. I don't enter from the yellow one ever. All right, so let's talk about that sideways market. All right, hang on a second. I have a couple more questions here. Okay, so my time frame, which is something that you guys are obviously interested in, I don't use a time frame. I am a 6-10 tick chart lady. So what does that mean? If you're looking here, you see these bars, you see these little balls, that's a 6-10. I use a 6-10 chart, 610 transactions per bar. That's it. So automatically when I have this, now the way my charts work, whenever the ball moves, I also have a number that pops up and down. I can't show that to you today because the market is not open on Saturdays. The E-mini is the only day that it's not open, is on a Saturday. So it moves and it tells me how many transactions going on. I can also see the rate of its movement. Sometimes if it's super slow, I know that there's very few people in the market. The volatility is down. So it's a built-in volume indicator into my bar. Makes it so much easier, right? And I just watch it. Sometimes it's lightning fast. You know, I could go through 610 ticks in microseconds. Sometimes it could actually last like half a minute, which you know that that's a pretty long time, right? Okay, so what is a consolidation area? It's this erratic movement. It's this back and forth choppiness. It's indecision. So what happens when we start to notice that? Obviously, in the beginning, we don't know that it is this area. However, when you start to add in divergence, you start to add in other stuff, you're starting to realize, wait, this is where I have to sit out. So to me, a sideways market is a huge stop sign. If I'm driving down the road, I see a stop sign, I'm not going anywhere near it anymore. This is what it looks like, right? So what happens a lot of times, this is what it looks like again, is that traders start to put in their own mental stories. When you're going up and you start to see this, what happens is two things with traders. One is the market's been going up all day, it's got to continue up, I'm going long. Or the market's been going up all day, it's got to correct, I'm going short. No, the bottom line is it doesn't have to do either one. What it is doing right now is telling you to sit and wait. And that is something that you need to understand and really appreciate and respect. And that's exactly what this is, right? So if I was to continue short, going short here, look what happened. This went up 3 points. I would have been totally stopped out. So I know better. I'm sitting and waiting until I have massive confirmation, until I know when it's good for me, right? This is what it looks like. This is where the majority of our money will go. Again, I could say right here, well, it's been going up, and I go down and I continue up, and then it totally stops me out. I don't want to be there. And the way we recognize this is through area, right? We have to love our areas. I say this over and over again. If the market respects them, we traders need to respect them. The market talks to us. It's a language. The market is telling us, chill out. This is an area I'm liking. This is my support area. It's a floor. I don't want to break it just yet. Same here. You see what I mean? It's been going down, but you know what? Right now, I don't want to break it. So if you're a good trader, you're going to listen, and you need to just hang out until I tell you what the next steps are. This is what a sideways market looks like, a channeling market. Look at this choppiness. There's no direction, but I see that there's a really strong support, and I see that there's a really strong resistance. So I'm enjoying it. I'm actually sitting now and loving when the market talks to me like this and listening to it. It's a really strong resistance area. It's an area that it just does not want to go through, right? Even though it is much longer, it's probably half of a day's worth, I will look into going short because I like those mini momentums. This is those immediate momentums, but I'm not going long because it keeps on hitting those areas, right? And how do I start to spot that stuff? Through reversal areas and divergences, okay? It's really strong right here. Look at that. Beautiful double bottom, massive divergence. The MACDs, are telling me, you gotta wait. You gotta listen to the market. It's gonna do something. We don't know what, but you should just listen to it. The MACDs to me are the least lagging indicator that I have discovered, because it's telling me what it's about to do. When the market is losing strength, it's telling me through divergence, through all of this, right? That's how I understand it. And when it jets up way above the zero line and there's no divergence, I'm looking all over it to get into there as well. So this is usually the beginnings of a sideways market, right? When you have this divergence, when you have these double tops, triple tops, whatever, right? So that's how I am starting to read and understand what the market is saying. Okay, so I have a question here. How long does it take for me to watch the market? It's a rapids river tour guide asking how many rapids is the river going to give me today? And how long should I wait for the rapid? There is no time. And if you put a time on it, unfortunately, you'll be really disillusioned. You can't. The market is its own beast, right? It will do what it does. But you as a trader has the responsibility to listen to it, right? If you're walking around with a person from another country and they're talking to you and telling you that you have to turn right, but you're in your mind, you're like, well, no, it's not time to go right. You're going to ignore them, right? So it's the same thing. The river or the market has its own beautiful movements. And we have to know that just like a river tour guide, right? And I'm asked which EMA lines I'm using. I'm using three EMA lines. My main one, the red one, is 52 period. This little guy and this little guy, I also use a 20 and a 130 period for the shorter time frame and the longer time frame, right? So here is breakouts. I love my breakouts. This is one of my favorite areas for trades on top of listening to what the market is telling me, right? So when we have this resistance area, it could be a support just as well. Breakout. Before we go into this, what's a breakout? Imagine you're driving north and all of a sudden there's a massive detour and you have construction and they're telling you to go right. Okay, so you go right. But eventually the market is going to open, the road is going to open and let you continue north. And that's your breakout. That's where you want to look for that, right? That's when you finally break out of the area. Sometimes you won't get that. Sometimes they're telling you, sorry, the road is completely closed. You got to go home. And that's when you, it becomes a transition area and it becomes a different way to go altogether, right? So as I was saying about my trading station, does yours look anything like this? So this to me was kind of what I thought I was going to do if I was going into stocks. This is going to trigger my epilepsy. Okay. Yeah. Not going to happen. So today, after years of really narrowing down and simplifying it, this is me. This is my trading station. This is me when we went to Spain. I traded there. It's beautiful trading in Europe because it opens the E-mini, even though it's all the time, 24 hours. The U.S. market opened at 2:30, I think, or 3:30. I can't remember, due to daylight savings. So it was awesome. And I was able to do it all from one chart. So this is my chart. I know that you guys had some questions about my indicators, so let me explain them to you a little bit better. So remember, as I mentioned, the archery, you've got a stand right here. This is my line in the sand. This is where I take all the trades. And sometimes, especially in the beginnings of a new trend or a breakout, I will be all over this because the MACDs is telling me how much of a difference it is here between the two, that there's confirmation, there is no divergence. This is probably where I would be in, right? Because at this point, I'm already getting some divergence. It's starting to be a little bit more of a sideways market. So right here, I'll be looking all over it, right? This is what my charts look like. This is your canvas and you need to have a charting platform. I use NinjaTrader, but you're welcome to use Thinkorswim, Sierra Charts, Trading Station. I mean, they're all very similar, right? So basically, after years and years, I have literally mastered the art of the simplicity when it comes to trading, and I totally have cut out the stress and the analysis paralysis, and that is because of the few indicators that I use and going in for the 1 point. So if you notice the bars, the majority of the time, the bars, if I'm looking at all of my indicators, all of my green lights, they will hit that 1 point, no problem. And at this point, because I am insanely conservative, scalping does not sound conservative, but you can make it very conservative. And I am super conservative. The majority of my trades now are, 85 to 90% wins. So when I get that 10% loss, it sucks, but you know what? I'm over it fast because my overall knowledge, and whenever I do get into those quick trades, I know that they are going to come out, profitable. Okay. So I literally feel that I have simplified the day trading. I have made it easy for anybody, for newbies and for seasoned traders. I have lots of people that who have been trading for years and not consistent, who have been working with me and, you know, just use this really simple strategy and totally understanding the market. So I'm going to give you a little bonus, and I'm going to show you a couple of more trade setups that I work with. So we have this really strong resistance area, right? Like I was mentioning, you're going north. Now, for some reason, you have to go east for some time. Finally, the construction people open the road and it's a blast off. Look at this massive movement with the MACDs. I would be all over that, right? Here's another beautiful example. And again, this could be for the support, just the same. And it could be a channeling market when a channel finally breaks. Look at this massive resistance area, massive nothingness. Look at that boring movement, right? Nowhere to go. And it blasts, finally comes out. Boom. I'm all over this trade. And I could be in this one either as well, right? No divergence yet whatsoever. Now, I want to show you another thing. So it's obviously, it's not only about breakouts. It's also, up to you're going north, they're telling you there's a road construction, you have to go east. And then they're saying, sorry, the road totally collapsed. You just got to head back home and figure out a new route. And that's when it's a change in trend, right? Change in direction. And this is what I call my instant reaction trade, because after all this movement, I finally have this massive movement here. Look at the MACDs. I have these brown lines I put in just for my own quick look, because when you're trading, everything has to be really quick and easy because it's just so high intensity that I see that there's massive spacing between the zero line, the MACDs. There's no retracements continuing, but there is a perfect retracement to my entry, and boom, I'm in, right? And look at that, 1 point, bam, instant. And that's the majority of my trades, right? This is another beautiful sideways market transition. Again, they're telling me, you know what? The road is broken. You got to go home. It sucks, but you know what? Not if I could enjoy the ride home, and I'm enjoying it, right? Because I have this massive move down, massive spacing. It's going to where my archery line in the sand is, right? Let me check on some of your questions. Okay, so I have, what do you, okay, so for instance, if I enter, the question here from Heyman is my stop loss. So if I'm entering right here, my stop loss is at 1 point and my target is 1 point. It's literally a mirror image of each other, right? I'll have a stop, 1 point, lost 1 point. But again, when I am looking for, I just don't go in blindly. Every single one of my trades is really, really back tested for years at this point. I know exactly the name of the trade. So it's not just a random, oh, this looks good. No, I have a specific name. I have checkpoints. There's several checkpoints that I use for each trade. Each one is different because the market will never have the same rapid. But the rapids, you can start to recognize, just like the river tours guide, he knows how to maneuver the rapids. You as a trader should know that as well, right? My chart, hi Teresa, what is my chart setup? What do you mean my chart setup? So I have the EMA lines and I have the MACDs. All of this is 100% universal indicators. You do not have to pay for any of them. And if anybody's paying is telling you to buy their software or their indicators, I really don't recommend it. You guys, it's like a piano, the keyboard that you're buying. If you're not seriously interested in a piano playing, sure, the keyboard with the music attached is fun. But if you want to actually go and perform in Carnegie Hall, you're never going to touch that, right? You're going to learn your own. And that's exactly what you have to do. And that's what they are. So our three EMA lines. I mentioned that before is the 52 period, 20 period, and the 130 period EMA lines, which is the exponential moving average. Yamina, I think that's how I pronounce your name. At this point, I don't use trend lines. I used to. I didn't find them to work in my favor. I don't like them. I do sometimes, oh my God, super rarely, if there's like a wedge happening or something, but I prefer not to rely on them. I kind of maybe will add them in just like for a reconfirmation, if that's what you said, right? All right. The trade and trail stop. Yes, I'm not showing you my, Stan, I'm not showing you everything I'm doing, right? I'm just showing you my entries. So I do trail, I guess you could say profits and trail stops quite often. So if I go in with 10 contracts, my first two contracts will always, always, always be at the first point, and all my 10 contracts will always be at 1 point risk. If I get my two out, I automatically move the other 8 into break even, and then I look for the second target market. I don't go for bigger ones. Guys, you don't need to. That it becomes greedy. And I know that you guys heard this, but greed can really harm your trading if you really start to go in for those huge trades. I have not found that to be beneficial for quite a lot of people. So I really recommend just going in with a higher load, but also knowing that your trade will work out at least 90%, right? So the real question really is, do you guys struggle with your trading strategy and a plan? Or do you not even have one? Like when I say a trading strategy and a plan, like right now, if me and you are hanging out in a coffee shop and you're telling me you're a trader, I say to you, cool, what's your strategy? What's your plan? You could tell it to me without even having the chart in front of you. And then once you have your chart, you apply it. Do you have that? Because I do. I could tell you right now. And it's not because I'm showing off. On the contrary, until I had that plan, I was losing money all the time. And I can guarantee the reason why you guys are here is because you are still feeling that you are not 100% with your plan and your strategy. And honestly, if you don't have that, that is literally the difference between a consistent trade, a profitable trader, and someone who is barely breaking even or consistently donating money to the market. And you don't want to be the one donating money to the market. It has enough money. Okay, living in Guatemala, I could show you a gazillions of places where you can donate and actually put in some real good use and give families real hope, not going in and live into a market without this strategy and the plan. So which one are you guys? Are you profitable and are you consistent, or are you guys just winging it and praying when you enter the trade? Oh my God, please, please, please go. See, right? You can't pray for that. You have to, like I said, you die before you enter the trade, right? So by the time you're in that trade, you don't have to stress because you've done your work. You've done your homework and that's your strategy, right? So that's what I do. I totally help day traders understand how to read the markets with confidence, ease, and understanding the art of high probability trade setups. So I want you guys to go here, thetraderchick.com/bootcamp. Okay, this is my bootcamp. This is what I do. And you could use any device for it. Basically, this is what the bootcamp does. It goes through everything you need to start trading, your chart platform setup. A lot of you I know have that already, but I'll be honest with you, it took me 5 months to fully understand NinjaTrader. It was horrible. I couldn't figure it out. Nobody helped me in the academy. I became best friends with the tech people from NinjaTrader, all of this. So I cut this out. I have a beautiful, easy to set up tutorial of your charts, and not only NinjaTrader, thinkorswim as well. So 30 minutes, you're up and running. You don't have to even worry about that, right? Then we learn about the trending markets, market momentum, sideways market, understanding the shifts, understanding reversal areas, understanding the language of the market. If you don't understand your do-re-mis, you will never be able to play real music. You will never be able to really do it. Now, on top of all of that, the real thing that I get with my students is that I give them with this 1 month of one-on-one back and accountability, mentorship. You send me your charts, I send you your feedback, because you know what? How do you know you're doing it right? How do you guys know if you're doing it right? If nobody's there to help you, being self-educated, I'm sorry, it only goes so far, because you're self-educating yourself on many different strategies and you've never fully gotten feedback if that's the right one for you. That's what I do. I offer 1 month for free. It's included with the bootcamp. Normally it is $297 for the bootcamp, but I am offering it 50% off, $148. Really, you cannot go wrong. 1 month with me alone is worth like four times more than that, right? So let me ask you this one more question, and I'm going to say this again. How do you know you're doing it right? Who has ever said to you, I have so many seasoned traders that I start to work with, and they send over to me their charts. So here is a triple top. This is a perfect example, right? This is a homer. So when we're going down, we don't want to look at points that are the pivots up, because we're not looking at pivots here. We're looking here, and this is what we're seeing. But when you're looking here, you're not going to notice that there's a massive divergence here, right? This is a support area. I am teaching my students 1 point targets. This guy is showing me a support area of 7 points. No, this is your support area right here. This tiny little thing. This is not part of the support area anymore. So this isn't horrible. This is easy to spot, right? So the question is, how do you know you're doing it right? This is a trend. This is not a run, right? So a run is this before it retraces. You need to understand that, because if you think that this is a run, you're not going to get into the proper entry, right? And that's what it is. So these are some of the testimonials from my students. I have students from all over the world, and I would love to have you guys become, because e-minis, you could trade from anywhere. All right, so here are some of my testimonials, and you can see here that I really help you the whole time. I am with you 100%. And this, and I make it easy and really fun. Trading can be super, super fun, right? And it's, you don't have to struggle anymore. And I'm here to totally help you guys. So these are just some people that have that went into futures. So this is the bootcamp. The bootcamp is not my e-mini strategy. I also offer a full-on e-mini course, which I'm also offering you for 50% off right now. The bootcamp is to learn to read the market language. If you want to really work with me on your strategy for the e-mini, I'm offering 50% off on that and 6 months of mentorship as well. Okay. So I just want to give you guys a heads up. These offers I'm giving you guys right now, as of 2020, I am actually going to be completely separating my mentorship from the course. So at this moment, you are still able to get 1 month of mentorship with the bootcamp and 6 months if you want to do my e-mini futures course. You can contact me here at any of these, or thetraderchick.com, Instagram, wherever. I am super happy to just chat with you, to talk to you, to even find out where you guys are in your trading and understanding what you want to do. And I'm here to help. So remember, thetraderchick.com/bootcamp. You get 50% off of this. If you guys are interested in my e-mini course, please let me know. That is also 50% off. So I have a couple of minutes and I would love to take some more questions, any concerns, any struggles, let me know. And I am here to totally help you guys. And honestly, trading could be really fun. It could be super, super fun. So the mini course, if you go onto thetraderchick.com, you'll see free updates, or you could just press on the homepage and sign up, and I start to send that over to you immediately, Adrian. So just go to thetraderchick.com and you could sign up for the free mini course there as well. Okay, let me know if there's any more questions. And I just want to say a huge thank you again to Anka and to David for having me on the summit and spending your Saturday morning with you. And thank you.
Thank you so much, Marina, for spending the Saturday with us and with our group of traders. I see some questions here where